Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
About an hour and a half, we got your love letters to Kelly coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Monday edition. How do you get a love letter to Kelly into the show, Big Al Mac?
Hey, go to KidNation.com. Look for love letters to Kelly.
Not bad.
Then you type it out.
Not bad.
Send it.
And then our love expert, Kelly Raspberry, will solve all your problems just
I
like
do.
That.
That's
what
do.
She do.
Mm. That's another thing that's great about me.
Yeah, you solve
yeah.
love problems.
Yeah, we'll tell you what's great about Kelly in a second. But just about an hour away from playing Bonnaroulette.
Yay.
Ooh, nice.
If you want to go to Manchester, Tennessee from June 10th, from June 7th through the 10th for the Bonnaroo Music and Arts Festival, who are you going to check out if you're there? Eminem's going to be there.
Why?
Because he got hired.
Patience so high. Is it the bar I set?
My along with Eminem. Stretch,
but I can't reach.
Kelly's favorite song to sing at karaoke or one of Mr. Brightside. The Killers will be there. One of Jenna's favorite bands is going to be there as well. Muse. We got 10 road trips to give away, and yes, they're road trips. That means we're going to hook you up with everything you need for your road trip. The pair of weekend passes. Camping pass for your car.
Yeah.
$250 for gas and expenses on your road trip.
And Jenna's going to throw in the moist towelettes, right?
Yeah,
baby wipes.
Baby
you're going to need those. That's how I bathe my Bonnaroo weekend.
Just wiping?
Baby wipes, and there's a great Waffle House bathroom.
So you go to the Waffle House and wipe?
Can I promote that? I did, yes. It's dusty out there. I love it. Bonnaroo was my favorite music festival I've been to. It's the true experience.
Yeah?
They have a great variety of music, too. Yeah, because I remember I went from watching like Neil Young to going and watching Lil Wayne and Eminem. It's just cool.
Yeah.
There is a lot going on.
Well, if you want to win some passes to this, we're going to spin the wheel. If it lands on your birth month, be the designated caller to win instantly. And we will approve if that's your birth month.
I mean, you
can't lie to us. You know, we're going to have to see your ID and all that stuff.
Yes.
So we'll do that. And if you want to win VIP tickets, select one envelope from those numbered 1 through 5. There's going to be 4 envelopes with a general admission and one with a VIP.
Oh.
If you pick the right one, you can get some VIP passes.
Okay. Ooh,
that's how we're giving the VIP away.
Yeah.
The VIP. If you want to get the VIP. Now, Kelly's a VIP. Very important person. How your weekend kicked off with you finding out something about yourself that you did not know.
Yes, I wanted to make sure I did not have strep throat.
Mm-hmm.
Was not feeling very well on Friday.
Good for you, getting on.
Because you had a big date with somebody famous.
I did. I had a lot of social obligations.
Right.
I had my first date with Melissa Rycroft Strickland.
Yeah.
It went very well, thank you.
Yeah?
Yes. I'm smitten. But I wanted to make sure I didn't have strep because I didn't want to, you know, would I have decided, if I've been told I had strep, would I still go?
Right.
Would you?
Oh, man. I couldn't. She has 3 children.
I know, but
I just like, I couldn't have done that. But, so I went to a doc in the box because I know I could have called my doctor and said, do you know who I am? But I didn't want to do that. I called. They put me on hold. I'm like, this is flu season. I'm never getting in. So I decided to go to a little doc in the box. And I was in there in and out in less than an hour.
Okay, cool.
And they have a rapid strep throat test results. So I wait my turn. I get back there and they do my blood pressure and do my temperature and everything's fine. So far, I'm like, so far, so good.
Yeah.
They take me to the room with the doctor. And you know what I loved about them? They didn't weigh me. I appreciated that. you got to prepare for weighing.
Why do we need to get weighed when we just have a cold?
I know.
I don't get that one.
Wait and worry about that later.
Yeah.
So anyway, she says, okay, open up. And she stuck that supersized Q-tip all the way in the back of my throat. And she's just wobbing around. And I'm like, still talking while she's swabbing.
Oh, I'm like, oh.
And she said, you didn't even gag.
Oh.
I said, I know. Wait, what? Is that a big deal? So, she said, I'll be right back with your results. And she goes out in the hall and she shuts the door and I can hear her walking in the hall. She didn't even gag.
You don't have
like
a gag reflex?
I'm like, wow, I felt...
You didn't know this about you?
Well, I mean, certain things make me gag, but I'm like, wow, I felt strangely proud about that.
Yeah.
Like, apparently this is something worth bragging about.
Is your uvula desensitized or
she
something?
She was rubbing my tonsils, not my uvula.
Weird.
So I was like, wow, I mean, okay, I'll take it.
Yeah.
You got and ahead. I do not have strep. I had a viral infection, but...
You got in the lobby and said, I didn't even gag.
No, I tweeted it.
Oh.
I wanted everybody to know, because what's the point of somebody saying how great you are if everybody else doesn't know?
No, of course.
I don't know, humility.
No.
You always want to brag. Especially when it's something like that. Like,
yeah.
Behind, I mean, she didn't know I could hear her.
Yeah.
No, she was just being nice.
Awesome.
Right?
Kelly skipped to the car. I didn't even get it.
What did Alan say?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. He's like, oh, baby. That's all he ever says. Oh, baby.
Oh, baby.
Yeah.
I didn't even get it. That's awesome.
That's one of those things where
it's just one of those things that's really great about me.
So that's what's really great about Kelly. Call us right now and tell us what's really great about you.
What's great about me? 800-543-3548. 800-5-geek-it.
I've been trying to, because we were talking about doing this, I've been trying to think of, like, what's great about me? What kind of...
JC.
No, I need something like that.
You tell us something great about you every day.
You're the biggest bragger on the show, and you can't think of one thing?
Not right now. Not something that I haven't
bragged
about
yet. There's so many great things about him. He can't think of one specific thing right now that he hasn't already told us about.
Yeah. I'm not, like, yours is so cool.
If I had to think of another one, I'd be put on the spot, but... JC.
I'm trying to think.
How about if I practice something long enough?
You wrote a funny comment on my Instagram photo.
I did.
People liked your comment a lot.
What'd I say?
There you go. You know what's great about me? I make funny Instagram comments.
What'd I write?
I was laying on the gym floor and you wrote, careful, laying like that, you're going to get athlete's body.
See?
Oh, I didn't laugh at yourself.
You know what's great about me? I'm funny.
I'm funny.
I forget my jokes that I wrote.
Call us and let us know what's great about you.
800-KID-LIE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT. If anybody's up and listening on this Martin Luther King
Day
holiday.
The weirder, the better.
Yeah.
Like, Kelly has no gag reflex. We didn't know that about her.
You can also text the same number.
Yeah, go ahead and brag about yourself next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Now, Kelly over the weekend had a really cool date with a celebrity and her husband, Melissa Rycroft.
Strickland. Yes.
They went on a date, but before that, Kelly got scared because she thought she might have had strep throat. And maybe the date was not going to happen.
Right. So I went and got swabbed, and the doctor bragged behind closed doors, unbeknownst to her, that I could hear her.
Right.
It's like, wow, she didn't even gag when I swabbed her throat. I was like, what? This is so unusual that she has to brag about me in the hallway?
She was bragging about it.
Yes, she was.
So Kelly's got this talent we didn't know about.
Who knew?
And that's what makes her so great. And we wanted you to give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
And let us know what makes you so great. Go ahead and brag on yourself.
You know what's great about me?
Yeah.
What?
Not to burst your bubble real quick from the text for Kelly. Not to burst your bubble, Kelly.
No.
Come on.
But Holly wants us to know that we judge how well we perform strep swabs by whether or not the patient gags or not.
The doctor herself did swab.
Yeah. So it was the doctor, right? So she knows how to do it.
The doctor.
Yeah.
The doctor herself.
I'll tell you, I'm gagging just thinking about getting that done.
Yeah.
Oh, I hate dry cotton in my mouth.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Knowing that the nurses are purposely trying to make you gag, is that what she's saying?
No, she's saying they don't want to make you gag.
They don't want to make you gag.
Yeah. Oh, okay. If they do a good job, you don't gag.
Okay. I thought they were trying. They say that they judge how much you gag is how good it was.
I have this in common with our friend from Kid Nation on the text. You know what makes me so great?
What?
I saw my son being born front and center. Didn't even faint or gag.
Good for you.
Look at that.
Good job, Bubba.
Yeah. Good job. Mentioned the wife giving birth. What a stud she was.
but he didn't get sick.
Yeah.
He didn't gag either.
Oh, I guess that's what makes me great is when I videotaped my wife giving birth, I didn't get any of the C-section or any of the gory stuff. I cut it off just right.
You got her face.
My aim was perfect.
Oh, that's what makes you great.
I got that face, and then I panned up as Kason was being brought up. Same with Chloe. Didn't get any of the
like
cut.
Like Lion King moment?
Yeah.
They hold him up like that?
Uh-huh.
They do. It's beautiful.
They raise him up.
We should have their head. With Emma Kelly, I had the C-section, too, and she's arms raised. The light hits her. It's like, I'm here. It's a beautiful moment.
Oh, my first thought was way different than that, Kelly. Mine was like, oh. Because Kelly was Kenzie was asking me, my wife, she said, is she beautiful? Are they beautiful? To each one of them. I was like, they're babies.
Like a little alien.
Yeah.
They're all bloated
I'm sure they are, but not right at the moment.
Yeah. Later they'll be beautiful.
Yeah.
For sure. Also from the text, I can lick my elbow, which is said to be impossible on random fact websites.
Yeah.
There are very few people that can lick the elbow.
That's pretty awesome.
Which is a trick they used to do in school.
Yeah.
To make you look dumb. And we always fell for it.
That's what makes you awesome.
We had a teacher that said you could get extra credit if you could lick your elbow. No, and then one of the gymnasts came in and she got the extra credit.
I can lick my armpit.
Ew. But why would you want to?
Yeah, I would not. Nah. Don't you remember we tried this a while back?
I can too.
Yeah.
Huh. I didn't know that.
We all can.
I don't know if I should have
known. Anything that makes me special, everyone can do.
But you've done it? Like you?
Yes. Yes, we did it together. Remember on Dish Nation?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I remember that. Remember when we were
remember
on Dish
those
Nation?
Days?
That was fun. It's good times. Hi, Susan.
Hi.
All right, go ahead and brag on yourself. What makes you so great?
Well, I'm not a nag.
That's oh,
according
good.
To
so
who?
You're bragging that you're not a nag.
Yeah.
I actually am. It's according to my husband. He actually brags to his friends at work when they're complaining about their wife nagging them about everything. He says that he doesn't have that because his wife has never nagged him.
Aww,
look at you. Awesome.
Well done, Susan. Thank you for not nagging. My wife nags once in a while.
I was nagging a lot yesterday.
Yeah,
I was told.
You know what you do.
I was told I was nagging too much yesterday.
I can see that.
What were you nagging about, Kelly?
Just, you know.
General stuff.
Everything.
It's one of those days when you're just tired. You don't feel well. Everything bothers you.
So Alan had a great day yesterday?
He's such a good sport until he finally's like, man, you nagged me a lot today. And then I feel a wash of guilt, you know.
Well, you know what? You're evening out today. Yesterday was nag. Today is brag.
Yeah.
That's right.
Nag and brag.
Nag and brag.
Nag and brag. Yeah.
Sounds like a
morning show.
Nag and brag with no gag. Hey, Dakota.
Hello.
What's up, man? So you go ahead and brag on yourself. This is pretty cool what you could do. What can you do?
Yes. So when me and my sibling sister, we were younger, we can play the piano with our toes.
Wow. Is that
really?
Still a skill that you have?
Yes. With our big toe and the toe next to it, we actually used to sit side by side and sit. And we could play "Mary Had a Little Lamb" and what was it?
When the Saints Come Marching In.
Uh-huh. No.
Chopsticks.
Yankee Doodle.
Yankee Doodle. That's a good one to play. That's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
I can't play the piano with my fingers,
right?
Let alone my toes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also from the text, Kelly, congratulations on having no gag reflex.
Thank you.
I gag during strep swabs, I think. But I can reach back and grab my uvula, no problem.
I don't want to grab it.
I got lost on YouTube one time, and I found these videos of people that could do that.
No.
What do they do to it?
They pull it.
Oh! No!
Well, don't ask me. What do you think they're going to do to it?
No.
I thought maybe just touch it or flick it.
No, they grab it.
Why?
Yeah, that makes you crazy.
Yeah.
Why would you grab that?
That's a talent.
No.
That's a talent.
Leave it
like
in
that.
There. Leave it in there. It's supposed to be in there.
What if it snaps off?
Oh.
Don't be pulling that.
No, it's got to be strong,
right?
I
don't know.
I don't think it's elastic-y.
I want to know what it's like, but I can't touch it.
No. From the text, I have webbed toes. So it makes you great. All right. And she's a fast or her.
Embrace your differences.
Swimmer.
That's great. Yeah.
But you can't wear flip-flops, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No, you can't wear the
one
with
the...
Yeah.
The one with the middle
that
thing.
That would be a flip-flop, yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, okay, flip-flops can be the athletic ones.
You can have just the band.
Slide.
Yeah.
The
slide and the DM ones. Yeah. Can you compete in the Olympics if you have webbed toes, or is that considered cheating?
Unfair advantage?
Yeah.
Well, they let that bladed guy,
Pistorius?
Yeah, he could compete, and then he'd kill somebody.
No, he's not
Sorry, I didn't mean to bring a room down
with
that.
Special Olympics?
Yeah. No, he ran in the regular Olympics,
regular
remember?
Too. Yeah, it seems like an advantage.
Yeah. But he
got to do the regular, yeah.
What's up, Nick?
Hey, how's it going?
How you doing, buddy? So what makes you so great?
Well, I don't know if it makes me great, but I guess it makes me great. I can let people take shots out of my chest.
How so?
Well, I have a condition where my chest is kind of sunken in.
Oh, yeah.
It's called pectus, so I'm in a band, and when I used to tour a lot more, I would, when the time was right, I would let people do that.
Do you just lay up on the bar and, like, when people do body shots and stuff?
That's exactly right. Instead of out of my belly button, which is weird if you're a guy, I would let him do it out of my chest. And it's a lot more, too.
Yeah, it is.
Bigger
That's
porn.
A double shot.
It's like a triple shot.
Yeah. What was your band's name?
Well, the band I'm in now, we're called Far From Earth.
What kind of music is it?
It's heavy. It's kind of like metal, kind of. But I do some other stuff. I play in like some hip-hop band sometimes, and I play in some other stuff or on the side, but that's all my right. main gig is that band.
Heavy metal hip-hop. Yeah.
And you listen to the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Look at that.
How about that?
Why do I?
I mean, and you do. I think that's
not
so great.
Why.
Well, sure, why?
I got on, I actually got through last May and talked to y'all about something, too, so.
What did we talk about?
My boss gave me $2,000 for a wedding ring for...
Oh,
I remember that.
How's that going?
That's going amazing. We're getting married in June 30th.
Yay.
Congratulations.
Awesome, man.
Has she taken a shot out of your chest?
She's taken all the shots out of my chest.
Yeah, she Good to talk to you again, Nick. Have a wonderful day, man. Good luck with that wedding. That's cool.
Getting ready for wedding season.
Right.
I'm already getting the save the dates in the mail.
I know.
Yeah, I have a few this year myself.
Mm-hmm. You traveling a lot too?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Jenna gets to travel
a
lot.
One I have to miss. One's coming up, but get married out of the country on a Friday night. I can't get there in time since we're working. So it's hard, you know, to travel for a lot of these.
I say yeah that I'm getting a bunch of save the dates, but I'm lying. I haven't gotten one yet.
Yeah, I haven't either. Yeah. I haven't gotten one.
I just want to fit in.
You guys have gone through a lot.
Yeah.
That's how it goes, though, in groups of friends. It's usually all in the same
Now
way.
It's babies. We're getting a lot of babies been born. A lot of people having the babies.
Are they having divorce parties?
I haven't had one yet. I've had a lot of friends.
No, well, I hope you know you're still married.
Well, no, she's talking about other people having divorce parties.
Right.
But yeah, we've had friends get divorced, but I haven't been invited.
I've been to one.
Yeah. A divorce one?
Divorce parties, yeah.
Yeah, was it your bar, Al?
Yeah. It's been divorce parties and boob parties.
Mm-hmm. Boob party? Oh, new boobs.
New boobs.
Yeah. Hey, Courtney.
Good morning.
Good morning. So what makes you so great?
So what makes me so great is that I'm actually not great at really anything, but I'm really, like, pretty good at everything.
Okay, so you're not great, but you're okay at a bunch of stuff.
All right. That's something to be proud of.
What are you?
Yeah, like, I don't really excel, like, and be, like, number one at anything that I ever, like, try out, but, like, I'm pretty good at everything. Like, I do all right.
That is awesome.
You know what makes me so great is I'm average.
Pretty good.
Yeah, I'm pretty good.
Pretty good at a lot of things.
I think that's great.
Yeah.
I do too. I think that's awesome.
That's basically our show. We just want to be
right there in the middle. Nice always say know a little bit about a lot.
Yeah.
Not an expert in anything.
Not an expert
A little
on
about
anything.
A lot.
That's what we got to do. Thank you, Courtney. You have a wonderful day being average.
Thanks. Y'all too.
All right. That was fun.
Yeah.
That uvula talk, though, it's still sticking in my head. It's bothering me.
Aren't you interested now? You know, some people, we had some text messages that.
Exactly.
They had them removed.
Removed, and people that can touch it, do stuff with it, and that's bothering me.
Uvula talk coming up.
No.
No. When I snore, my uvula stretches.
I guess
so. That's what's going to make
it
us...
Pulls, yeah.
You know, people are going to be looking up uvula videos today.
Yeah.
Not me.
I wonder if there's anyone listening like, I don't know what the uvula is, but it sounds gross.
It does sound like a body part we shouldn't be talking about.
Totally.
That dangly thing in the back of your throat.
Yeah. For a long time, I thought that was tonsils. For a long time. I mean, when I was younger, I really did. I thought that was... People talked about tonsils, and I didn't know what tonsils
were.
That
was the tonsil.
That's what tonsils.
Everybody's talking about they have two, but I'm like, I only got that one dingle.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Your chance to see Eminem, The Killers, Muse coming up in about 20 minutes with Bonna Roulette. We'll have you win those passes here shortly, but... A lot of uvula talk this morning. Not the first time we've talked about the uvula.
It's not.
In fact, back in 2011, we were even trying to, you know, market some sort of product
for
your uvula. Along with the gobnobber.
Tired of kitchen nightmares? Need to lose weight before the high school reunion? Can't get out that nasty stain? Get the gobnobber. It does it all. The Gopnobber solves every problem you've ever had. Spotty glasses in the dishwasher?
Gopnobber.
Unsightly wrinkles?
Gopnobber.
Nasty computer virus?
Gopnobber.
Husband cheating online?
Gopnobber.
The IRS wants their money?
Gopnobber.
Police at the door with an annoying search warrant?
Gopnobber.
The Gopnobber does it all. And it folds up and fits under the bed. Plus, cleanup is a snack. Just $19.95. Order now and you'll get three bonus gifts. The Uvula Genie.
Uvula Genie.
Never touch your uvula again. Uvula Genie takes care of your uvula with no mess and no blood. But wait, there's more. Oh. We'll include the Miracle Droopy Drop.
Miracle Droopy Drop.
No more drooping. The Droopy Drop drops the droop to the bottom every time. It's a miracle.
Miracle Droopy Drop.
And if that's not enough, there's more. You'll also receive the Snitch Snazzler.
Snitch Snazzler.
One use and you'll never leave the house with your snitch on snazzle.
Snitch Snazzler.
Your snitch will never be so snazzy. So order now. The Gopnobber.
The Gopnobber.
You get it all. The Gopnobber, Snitch Snazzler, and Miracle Droopy Drop. All for just $19.95. Order now.
And the Uvula Genie.
Yeah, and the Uvula Genie, dude. You forgot about that.
Super weird.
Shout out to Kathleen who sent us a picture of her non-uvula mouth.
Huh?
She had hers removed.
Oh, wow. Uvula free.
Well, after seeing that picture, I started wondering, well, what do I need my uvula for besides making those cool Chewbacca noises?
If you want a bigger one, can you get a uvula job? If you want your uvula more perky?
Uvula implant.
Would you go saline or silicone?
Whatever makes it more perky.
Yeah.
I don't know. You don't want silicone dripping in your throat. If it ruptured.
Ooh, good point.
Well, not all uvula jobs would rupture.
Hopefully. Uvula jobs.
Goodness gracious. Goodness gracious.
Apparently, your uvula is an organ of speech. So, in some French or Arab countries or West African countries, need it for that language.
For that.
Yeah. So imagine if you have yours removed there, you're not going to be able to talk to your friends.
Mm-hmm.
You also need it to keep your throat lubricated. Mm. Keeps it nice and...
It does?
I guess so. That's what, according to this doctor...
Your uvula secretes?
Yeah.
Saliva, I guess? I don't know.
Yep. Large quantities of thin saliva.
Really?
Really?
Yeah.
See, mine doesn't bother me. If I had to choose something to remove, it would be a pinky toe.
You would. I think that throws your balance
Everyone
off.
Says yeah. that. I just think there's too many toes. They get in the way. It hurts in point.
Your shoes would fit way better.
Oh, so much better.
So much better, Jenna.
It might look a little weird to people, but if I could chop those pinkies off.
Your uvula also helps your food from going up your nose.
Ooh.
And it also helps with the drain of the mucus. So.
Oh, so you can blow your uvula.
Uh-huh. Also, it triggers your gag reflex, which we probably need at times if we're choking. Mm-hmm. Your uvula will help you get that.
Someone just texted us and said they have two uvulas.
What?
Whoa.
Bonus uvula.
Are you sure we're talking about the same thing? That is cool. And if you do have two uvulas, we would love to see the picture. I have never seen the double uvula.
I haven't either.
Tuvula.
That'd be kind of weird.
That's a tuvula.
Where is the other one? Like right next to the first one?
Just dangling next to it. That's so cool.
Full on double uvula.
Somebody's got to have a triple somewhere. if you're rich enough, you could probably buy a double uvula. Like the 20-year-old kid who won the Florida jackpot.
Man, wow. This kid.
Oh.
But he's doing everything right.
Yeah. So right.
Oh, this is the one that won the big one?
Yes.
Yeah, the
all
huge
by himself
one.
In Florida.
His name's Shane Miffler of Port Richey, and it's a Tampa suburb, so he lived in the suburbs. Came forward, claimed the $450 million Mega Millions grand prize.
Yeah, he didn't want his picture taken or anything because people are going to find him anyway.
He waited a bit, right?
Yeah, he declined.
Delays.
Yeah, so why he waited is because he wanted to set up an LLC.
Exactly what you're saying.
Got attorneys, got advice, what do I do?
Genius.
He must have been already rich. Or at least...
I'm so happy. He seems like a normal kid.
He's just in the suburbs, middle class, probably just regular guy.
And he said, they said he wasn't that shocked about winning. I just had a feeling, but everybody feels that when you buy a lottery ticket.
Every
single person buying a ticket feels that way.
Don't you go to sleep at night going like, well, tomorrow I'm going to be rich, so so it's going to be cool. Every time I play the lottery, I feel that way.
It's crazy. I can't imagine. I think my whole body would just go numb.
$400 million? $450 million?
He must have hit up a financial advisor as soon as he won, or his parents told him to, because he said, I'm only 20, but I hope to use it to pursue a variety of passions, help my family, and do some good for humanity. He declined pictures.
Mm-hmm.
He declined interviews. That's the only statement he went with. And, he just put everything into that LLC.
Wow.
That way, if there are some people coming after money, You know, for Shane owns. They'll find him, but when it's under the LLC, it's harder to get.
Strangers will find him. Every hard luck case in the world.
He tweeted, oh, my God.
Oh, my God. The first order of business, he said, was to tell his brother. Then he shared the news with his father over coffee the next morning.
He waited a whole night.
Wow.
So, Dad.
Got something to tell
you,
Dad.
Guess what?
Yeah.
Guess what? You know how you said I'd never make anything of myself? Guess what?
Guess what?
Well, I think it's probably a very scary few days.
It is.
When you're doing that setup, because you're holding a piece of paper, and that's all that you have to prove.
And if you lose that piece of paper?
Right.
Yeah, if that's my son telling me, you know, in a few years, let's sit down for coffee, Dad. I'm thinking he's telling me he got a girl pregnant or something.
For sure.
And he's probably going to be all nervous because he has so much money. Fourth largest in Mega Millions history. The 11th largest jackpot in U.S. history. And he took the lump sum. That's what everybody tells you to take because that way you can invest it and make more money over the, 10 years they give you the money? Mm-hmm. Or I don't know how long it takes the lottery to give you the money. And the LLC's name is Secret 007.
Yeah,
it is.
20 years old.
Look at all.
Just set for life, just like that. You see what they're doing in Vegas at the airport?
No, what?
Las Vegas officials are making it easier to get married in Las Vegas.
How can they make it?
Check this out.
You don't even have to leave the airport?
Yeah, a new marriage license kiosk is going to be open at the McCarran International Airport next month.
So you can get married right there in the airport?
Yeah, the Clark County's clerk office will open the kiosk in February for a few weeks. Travelers will find it in the baggage claim area in Terminal 1 if you want to go get that.
That's just baggage a time claim. Saver, yeah. Big time saver there.
How'd you guys get married?
Kiosk.
Yeah. Baggage claim 4.
On the carousel.
Terminal 1. The pop office will help with the Valentine's Day rush for marriage licenses because that's what people do on Valentine's Day. They go to Vegas and they get married out there.
All right.
So we got super rich kids and we got marriage kiosks. You could probably make a lot of money if you're the kiosk owner on that thing.
Well, they also need a vending machine with rings next to it.
Oh, good point, John. Good point.
Yes.
Just like, I'm thinking. Just cheap little gold bands.
Yeah.
Something.
Like a $25 ring.
Money.
Real quick. You can get the real one later on.
You got something there, John.
Yeah. Yeah, I do. Shoot.
Yeah.
Now you said it. Somebody stole it already.
Terminal 2, we got to have the divorce kiosk for the annulments.
I've had ideas lately. I've had a lot of ideas.
So many ideas. Do you write them down? Because I keep forgetting all my ideas.
I do, yeah, because I used to have this steel trap of a memory, and now it's just fleeting. Now I think about things, I have a phone conversation, it's done. So I've started to make notes in my cell phone. Then I handwrite everything.
Yeah.
When I sit down. But yeah,
that makes you remember more.
I talk in my phone, and I'll voice text myself.
Yeah.
Have to.
Yeah.
Yeah. Especially because ideas pop into my head at weird times, like in a lunge. I'll be like in a lunge working out and I'll think of something.
In a lunge?
Yeah, in a lunge.
That's when it hits you?
Yeah.
In the middle, mid lunge?
Mid lunge
life? All the time. Stuff hits me all the time. Middle of the night, I wake up.
Mine's middle of the night, but I always say, I'll remember in the morning.
I know, and I never do.
Never do.
No.
Never do.
I'll go to the bathroom in the middle of the night and I'm sitting there and something pops into my head. I'm like, later. No.
Never.
Gotta grab your phone.
Random question, Jenna.
Yeah.
Before we go to break.
Okay, what?
How was the weekend? Did you have a date? You had a date or something, didn't you?
He had a black tie.
I had a black tie.
I had an event. Yeah, at an event with, I guess it was a date. It was just with a friend, though.
Yeah.
You're asking if I'm about to drop some marbles in this bowl?
Yeah.
I'm not, but.
But?
I have been talking to someone.
Oh.
Which is good.
Oh, good.
I'm keeping it classy. If I came in and dropped a marble, y'all would know it was a one first time
night,
whatever.
No, we said whoever's going to win this is going to get in a relationship.
We also weren't supposed to talk about the marble.
Exactly.
Al Mack.
Just bringing it up.
I just said you have a date.
Kelly, good point. This is my trepidation is that I'm going to drop a marble and immediately you guys are going to be like, Jenna slept with someone.
Nope.
No, you're supposed to not mention it until the end of the year and y'all are ruining it.
Okay.
Yeah, you guys.
I'm not ruining it. But it's making me not, even if I do, it's making me not want to drop a marble now.
Exactly.
And then hold off for a bit.
All right, no more.
But yes, I have met someone I've been talking to, and I'm excited about that, but I'm not going to ruin it yet.
How'd you meet him?
Online.
Hey.
App?
On an app, yes.
Yeah.
It's just hard because they don't live here, so what am I going to do? I don't want to get into
a move out here.
Relationship.
Yeah, it's not easy. Have a move out here.
No, that's not going to happen.
By the way, at this time tomorrow, online, Tinder Tuesday tips.
Okay.
Okay.
Because it's Tuesday, and Tinder is a dating app, and Jenna needs them.
They're saying, I think the statistics now are 1 out of 3 relationships
start
online now. 1 out of 3.
Man.
And people keep saying, I want it just to happen naturally. Okay, how's that working for you?
Yeah.
You got to be a little bit proactive.
I'll kind of
help a little bit.
Yeah.
You've been chatting. Hey, maybe you meet that date on Tinder, and you could take them to Bonnaroo.
Yeah.
Go to this nice little festival, have a blast, check out Eminem, Muse, The Killers. They're going to be there. We got Bonnaroulette, your chance to win, next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We want to send you to Bonnaroo.
Somebody told me,
with Bonnaroulette. Now, what we're going to do here is we're going to spin our very expensive wheel.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where we bought it, but there must have been a roulette wheel.
The wheel store.
Now, every month of the year is on this wheel, along with a couple any months.
Yeah.
After we spin the wheel, if it lands on your birthday month, we will then ask for a certain caller to call in with that birthday month. And if you can prove that that is, in fact, your birthday month, you will win your passes to Bonnaroo. Now, we will then have you pick one of our envelopes between 1 and 5.
Uh-huh.
And if you pick one that says VIP, you get the VIP passes.
Oh.
Otherwise, you get the GA.
Well, that's cool.
What's GA, Big Al?
That would be general admission.
That is correct, sir. Well done.
Or Georgia.
Also acceptable.
They'll also even ship it to you for free. Check out this week's menu. Get $30.
Thanks, Trey.
What
was that, Trey?
That was you.
Now he can't talk.
That was me, yes.
What was that?
I was hitting a button to get a song ready for us to play as a winner.
Your own personal commercial was playing. And then I
read something.
So you're actually in the other room recording of me. That was you.
Mm-hmm. So you're trying to get yourself on. You're sending out tapes during the show. Are you doing commercials for your podcast? Commercials?
It wasn't a Hawaii level mishap.
Yes.
But it wasn't a missile button. I hit the wrong button.
All right. Mm-hmm.
What was that though? I'm curious. Is that a commercial for your podcast?
No, it's not.
For something else?
It's for Blue Apron.
Okay, look at Trey trying to get up on the Blue Apron deal.
With Blue Apron.
Yeah.
I see.
I feel you.
You do make that with your girlfriend, though. Uh-huh. Very cool.
Yeah, he does. Well, you sounded great.
Thank you, I appreciate it.
Yeah, it was really good. Now back to Bonnaroulette, though.
Yes.
Big Al Mac, are you ready to spin?
I'm ready. All right, hit it. All right, here we go.
I like how you're pointing the microphone away from the...
Well, that just proves you did it.
I still hear it. And the month is August.
August. If you were born in the month of August, what caller number are we looking for, Kelly?
Oh, you're asking me?
Yeah.
Let's not make it too high. 13 is my lucky number, so we'll stick with that.
All right. Number 13 at 800-KID-LIVE.
If your birthday is in the month of August, 800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
And you will have to show us your ID.
Yep.
So
you hold it up to the phone and we can see it through the radio.
If you lie, we will take it away from you.
We've got kid TV. We can see it.
Yeah, we can see it. It'll get eventually to that point where we can have video chats.
Yeah, I want to FaceTime. Yeah. We should be able to FaceTime everyone.
Because now we can text with our listeners.
Mm-hmm.
We've been able to talk to them on the phone. Eventually, we'll get to that whole...
Yeah, the phone's been around for a while.
On the TV.
Right.
It's the whole Black Mirror thing.
I finished it. I'm in a dark place.
You finished all of them?
Yeah. Oh, no. Well, there's 6. They're heavy. You know? They're really, some of them more than others, but there's an interesting dating app one. That was I saved it for last because it was some of my friends' favorite. It's called Hang the DJ.
A lot of people are talking about that.
It makes you want to talk to other people that have watched it, and then you sit there and watch it alone, and it's like, oof.
I watched another one this weekend, but we did finish End of the Blankin' World.
You did?
Yeah.
Good.
So good.
Love it, huh?
My poor wife, though.
Why?
Because we made it a point to watch a bunch of episodes this weekend. And they're short. They're like, they range between like 19 minutes to like 30 at the longest.
Right.
And so we were 2 episodes in, and we were just rolling through them this weekend. And my wife and I had a pretty long day on Saturday. I don't remember what we did, but she was tired. And we got to episode 6, I believe, and it ended. And it showed the next episode was only like 19 minutes long. So she said, we got so hooked on it. She said, just go for it. Let's watch it. And so we started watching it. It turned out it was the last episode of the series.
Yeah.
And it ended. I don't want to give anything away for the people that are going to watch the show. But it ended. And I blurted out, whoa, that was just crazy.
Wow.
And I looked to my right and I saw Kinsey, my wife, move a little bit, and she looked, and she said, "What?" And I was like, "Hold on, how long have you been sleeping?"
Slept through the whole thing.
She missed the entire episode. I mean, I think she probably only caught 3 minutes of the last episode, and she said she passed out. And I was like, "Well, do you want to?" I told her what happened because I couldn't help it.
Why wouldn't you just let her watch it?
Because I was so after it ended, you just want to talk about what happened, yeah. And so I just kept going. I can't believe this happened, and then blah blah blah. And she goes, "Oh, that happened."
Oh, really? JC.
And I was like, "Yeah, do you want to watch it?"
Not now.
You just told her.
So she literally watched the whole series and fell asleep for the last episode and missed how it ended. And that's how it's. You need to watch the last episode. I mean, if
just like me last night watching the whole Minnesota.
Oh no, you fell asleep.
I had to watch the highlights. Yeah, I fell asleep. Like,
Ow.
I'm sitting there. I'm invested. If it started out, Saints weren't doing so well. I'm like, oh man, this is.
Yeah.
Then it started coming back. I'm like, oh wow, this is going to be a great game.
But wait, that was like six.
It wasn't like the Patriots game the day before.
It was one of those days.
So you missed the...
I saw the highlights.
The catch and everything?
Missed it. I'm like, what? I missed that?
Oh, man.
Missed it, yeah.
Ow.
Straight up missed it.
Well, you were by yourself and everything, though?
Yeah, by myself, sitting on the couch, me and Curtis. Curtis probably saw it.
I was telling Kelly, she's turning into Al, and Al's turning into Kelly, because she's the one that had the crazy weekend going out every night,
yeah,
having a blast. And Big Al was just sitting at home, wondering how he could save money on coffee.
Right?
What?
Right.
That's
no.
What you wrote about?
What a weird weekend. I was going to go out to dinner with my friends.
I was.
Everybody's planning on going to this nice steakhouse. So my credit cards have been full. I finally paid them off. Not paid them off. Paid them down a little bit.
Paid them down enough so you could charge again.
Yeah. Paid them down a little bit. So I'm sitting here getting ready to go to dinner. Can't find them because when they were full, I took them out of my wallet and put them somewhere because they were no good for anybody.
Yeah.
And now I can't find 3 credit cards. So I'm like, I'm tired. I can't go with y'all. I was too embarrassed to tell. Now I'm telling it on the radio.
Oh, no. Because you know what you can do? You can go to dinner and Venmo's a really great way to pay people back later for everything. You don't have to have any money.
I didn't want to do that. I was like,
Al wants to buy a coffee pot now because he did the math.
Yeah.
He pays $2.50 a day for a regular coffee. So a $100 coffee maker would pay itself off in a month.
In a month.
Look at you.
Yeah, coffee at home and coffee here, and then you don't have to pay.
But that's a Kelly thing right there. She's the one that's thinking about how to save money.
I would like to have that fresh aroma of coffee in my apartment.
Oh, I got you. Okay.
Yeah.
I'll buy you one, buddy.
Your house. Except for that.
You need a housewarming gift, too, because you just moved in.
Yeah. Yeah, coffee pot.
Maybe we'll get you one.
Bring it on.
Or you can take one of the old ones that's not working very well in the back.
No, that's okay.
If you want that.
All right, let's do this.
We killed enough time.
We're looking for an August birthday. Heather.
Yes.
When is your birthday?
My birthday is August 27th.
That is in August.
That is correct. JC is about to say.
Would you like to go to Bonnaroo?
I would love to go to Bonnaroo.
All right, well, we're going to hook you up some passes to Bonnaroo. But we still have something to do before we give you the passes.
Well, this is what you're going to get. Can I tell her what she
wants? Sure, yeah, tell her.
Yeah, so for now, in case you haven't seen the whole lineup, we are going to get you to the Bonnaroo Music and Arts Festival. It's in Manchester, Tennessee from June 7th through the 10th, where you'll get to see Eminem, The Killers, Muse, Future, Bass Nectar, Sturgill Simpson, Bon Iver, Khalid, Cascade, Sheryl Crow, Paramore, Alt-J, and then there's 120 more, but that's all I'm going to read for now. And you're going to get 2 weekend passes, so you can take a friend, a car camping permit, and $250 in road trip cash.
Ooh.
And you know, 2 people are getting upgraded VIP tickets. So we have some envelopes numbered 1 to 5.
Mm-hmm.
4 of them are general admission, and 1 is VIP. And in VIP, you get like exclusive entrance, viewing areas, preferred parking for your car.
There's fans because it's probably going to be pretty hot, so you can cool off a little bit.
An air-conditioned barn. Yeah. Special shower and restroom facility.
Oh, a shower.
So I won't even need to buy you baby wipes. And a VIP pre-event party on Thursday night.
So that sounds pretty fun. The VIP is where you got to go.
Yeah,
you never know who you're seeing VIP.
Well, who are you thinking of taking, Heather?
I will probably take my husband.
All right.
Oh, good.
Probably.
You guys do well on road trips together? No fighting usually?
No fighting. My 16-year-old son will probably be fighting to go with me because he's about as big as an Eminem fan as I am.
Yeah? Oh, well, tell him to stay home.
I've been waiting to see Eminem for about 20 years.
Wow.
Tell him to stay home and have a festival at the house. Have a party.
Yes.
Yeah, he'll have a good time. But let's find out if you're going to get general admission or VIP. Heather, we need you to pick between numbers 1 and 5.
Let me go with 2.
Number 2.
Good number.
Oh, yeah.
Good choice.
Always go.
Number 2.
I know, it could be the crappy admission. Let's see.
Well,
there's no crappy price.
That's right. There's really not.
All right. You, I'm opening it up, have gotten general admission, Heather.
All right.
But it's still good. I'm going to have fun with the husband.
It's all right.
Number 2 is off the table. Heather, you got your passes. You have fun on your road trip with your husband, okay?
Thank you so much.
All right. Hang on first. We'll get you all set up. Well, that means the VIP's still up for grabs. Tomorrow morning, we're going to do it at 8:30 Central.
All right.
We're going to change the time up a little bit. 8:30 Central, put that down.
A little bit later. All right.
So you know when we're going to play. From the text, what TV show was JC talking about when Kinsey fell asleep? That was end of the, it has a curse word, blanking world.
Is it on Netflix?
It's on Netflix, right. Yeah, if you want to check it out. It's pretty good. I enjoyed it quite a bit.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We already give away some Bonnaroo passes this morning.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be doing the same around this time tomorrow morning. So around this time tomorrow morning is when we're going to spin the wheel.
All right.
And if it lands on your birthday month, you have a shot to call in and win your passes. And the VIP passes are still available because we only gave away general admission this morning.
You can see Eminem and have a shower. Yeah.
So congratulations to Heather. She'll be going with her husband to Bonnaroo, and we'll find out who's going tomorrow morning. But right now, we need to make way for our love expert to help us out with our relationship issues. Kelly Raspberry is the love expert. Are you ready for today's rendition of Love Letters, Kelly?
I am.
All right, let's see how you do.
Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
My wife and I have been married for 3 years with a baby girl on the way. We're starting to get the nursery ready, and it butted heads over a few things. Nothing serious. She usually goes straight to her mom for advice, and I asked that she come to me to get my opinion. But the other night, we got into a long discussion, and she said she never imagined marrying someone who cared so much about the kinds of things that I do, such as paint colors, the registry, and so on. That led her to saying she thought I cared too much about Halloween and Christmas decorations. I keep telling myself it's just the hormones from the pregnancy.
Oh, okay.
But she's brought up Christmas decorations in the past. Is there a point that I just give in and say I won't be involved since it seems to be so frustrating for her? Mr. Eclectic.
You just have to kind of understand that she is hormonal and something things are said, and maybe she really doesn't like your taste. Let's just be honest.
Yeah.
That might be just a thing, and it's all coming out now. She'll have moments of, like, almost where she feels, like, hysterical and overwhelmed. So just lovingly, be there as lovingly as you can for her. You know, don't try to offer your opinion where it's not asked. When she asks, give it.
Yeah.
You know, but just, yes, honey, you know, just try to get through this time.
Be
this
very
too,
loving.
Yes, honey.
This
yes,
too
honey.
Shall
yes, sure,
pass.
Babe. Yeah, baby. Sure, baby.
And yeah,
anything
so
you want,
sure, babe.
It
yeah.
is kind of surprising when a man wants to, because you just kind of assume a man doesn't care about certain things.
Right, right.
Like, why are you going to argue with me about a shade of paint color
right.
when this is like woman's territory or whatever? Is it really that important, you know?
Yeah.
See, I'm a very, I don't care. As a guy, as long as she's happy.
Those guys don't.
Yeah.
Those guys don't.
Yeah, that's probably pretty typical.
That's why they don't include us in, like, wedding invitation
right.
Meetings and all that kind of
stuff. And a woman does want a man to be involved to a point where it's not stepping on our toes. Like, yes, I want you to help me assemble the crib. I don't want you to pick out the crib.
Exactly.
You know, I want you to paint the walls. I don't want you to pick out the paint color, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So just try to love her through it.
Do that.
Love her through it. Good advice, Kelly.
Love letters. Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
My boyfriend and I have been together cohabitating for just over 8 years. During this time, I've gained and lost 70 pounds twice. Now working on my third time. It's so frustrating because prior to him, I never had a weight problem. I've been heavier in the last 8 years than I ever was when I was pregnant. I have 3 kids, and the last 2 were back-to-back. My weight issues are my problem, and although I envy people that get fit and healthy together, I'm not blaming him for my inability to step away from a plate. My boyfriend is not healthy himself. In the past 8 years, his beer belly has grown substantially and is significantly affecting our ability to do laundry.
Mm-hmm.
I have tried to get him to join my health efforts to no avail. I haven't talked to him into having a health assessment where he was told that his visceral fat is at an extremely dangerous level. Mm. I've done everything but flat out tell him that his huge belly is the reason the laundry's not getting done. I want to tell him because I'd like to do laundry and I'd like to get him all healthy, but I really do not want to hurt his feelings. What do I do, Regina?
Well, Regina, I mean, if you're responsible, I mean, he knows how you feel. He's probably not as amorous as he'd like to be. Maybe he's not feeling that great about himself. Who knows? But what can you do to bring healthier choices into the relationship? Are you responsible for the majority of cooking? Then, I mean, he's going to eat what you cook, and don't be bringing the junk into the house. I mean, there's little choices you can make, but obviously you can't make a decision for someone, but you can kind of trick him into making some healthier choices sometimes. I mean, when you're making grilled chicken instead of fried chicken, is he going to complain and not, I'm not eating because you didn't make fried, you know, I'm saying you can make healthier choices along and along.
Yeah.
And maybe just say, hey, let's take the kids out and let's just go for a walk, and not make it about losing weight or being more in shape. Make it about, let's just do something as a family.
Yeah.
Start like creatively coming up with physical activities you can do as a family. Go bowling, anything that just gets you up and moving rather than just sitting in a movie theater. There are little tweaks you can make that might result into some, like he just accidentally loses a few pounds and then suddenly gets motivated by that and starts feeling better about himself. And maybe the trickle-down theory is it'll affect you in the bedroom.
Right.
But you can't, but I've learned my lesson. You can't force somebody to do what they don't want to do.
No, that's very
And then
true.
As almost out of the act of rebellion, they'll be even
They'll do the opposite.
Yes.
Yeah, they'll do harm.
So look at what you're doing. Don't nag. If you haven't been nagging, then look at, okay, if he's asking for all these heavy, fatty things, I'm cooking them for him anyway. Because you look at these shows like My 600-Pound Life, those people can't even get out of bed.
Yeah.
But people are feeding them.
Yeah.
You know, they're going to the grocery store and they're buying all that
they
crap
have enablers.
And feeding it to them.
Yeah.
Fussing at him, you need to lose weight, Mary. Well, I want my donuts, and okay, here you go. I mean, it's like, whose fault is that ultimately, you know?
And we were just talking about it this morning, because Al was getting back in the gym, and he creating that routine. Because once you create a routine that you're doing every day, you feel guilty when you don't do your routine.
Yeah. Hardest part is getting started.
Yeah. So maybe find ways to get that routine going, that way because guys are very routine-oriented, is what I found. We do everything every day the same way.
They say it takes 30 days to create a new habit, so it's really hard for those 30 days to get yourself doing something new.
But together you could do it.
Just don't make it about the weight, and don't you know, make it about
you
just having
each other.
The family. Yeah.
Yeah. Smart.
Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
My name is CJ. I'm a combat engineer in Savannah in the Army.
Whoa.
I am writing this because I want advice on how to deal with my ex-girlfriend. We recently split up because she is afraid of me leaving on my first deployment up to Afghanistan at the end of February. She says she won't love me until I get back. Aww. It's so bad that we have not spoken to each other face-to-face in 2 weeks.
What are you on? Like, that's sweet?
That's rude.
She's... Well,
I'm not going to love you until you get back.
Let me finish the letter first.
Yeah, how about I love you while you're at war and fighting for our country?
Oh, wait a minute. I don't like her now. Hold on. Okay. I know she doesn't listen to the show.
Didn't you read this before?
But I wish she'd understand how much I love and miss her.
Aww.
And will miss her. What do you think I should do, CJ?
You need to find somebody else, CJ. Not everyone is cut out to be a military person's wife, girlfriend, husband, boyfriend. It takes a special person that can step into that role, knowing that you're going to be gone a lot. Your life is on the line. Everybody's life is on the line when they leave for work every day. That's what a police officer I dated once told me, because I was like, I have a real problem. I'm afraid.
Yeah.
You know, but not everybody's cut out for that. So she's telling you right now, I am not cut out to be the girlfriend or wife of anyone in the military. Hey, she did you a favor. So go find someone who is.
Yeah, she apparently broke up with him.
I get it. You miss her. I get it. But there's somebody else who's just wonderful and supportive and is going to have your back and will be there waiting for you no matter how long you're gone. Those women exist. And those men exist for women who are in the military. So this is just not the right match for you, and you can't force someone to be okay with that. Oh. Hey, she did you a favor. Saved you a lot of time.
Yeah, she did.
Because what's the alternative? A girl thinks she can be with a guy, and then while he's overseas, she's
creeping,
cheating on him at home. He comes home to nothing? No.
No.
No, it's just not a match.
Not a match.
There's girls out there. There's girls out there that will wait for a guy in prison.
And it's not a bad person that can't. Yeah. You know, you just have to know. I like some women's like, I need a man here. I need to have that one-on-one FaceTime. I need that. That doesn't make them a bad person because they're not cut out to be the spouse
it's
of someone in the military.
Nice. I feel that way. I think it's knowing what you want.
Yeah.
Knowing
yeah.
what
it's
works for you in a relationship.
Not for you.
No, her not
for her.
Her not listening to our show. That makes her a bad person.
That's
here's Al. Aww. Wait, that was a...
I thought it was sweet at first.
What about that was sweet? There was nothing about
like
that.
She wants to love him, but she doesn't want to let her heart go until he gets back.
Oh, okay. I see how maybe.
No.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
That's how I felt.
Sometimes you got to jump in Al's head.
Letting him down easy.
Aww.
Yeah.
Aww.
Yeah, but yeah, the whole listen.
Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
And this is something a lot of people might be dealing with. Recently, I've joined a gym, and I'm hoping, just because I'm hoping to meet someone new while getting a good workout in. I have found many possible candidates, but I'm unsure how to start a conversation with them and not sound awkward. Please help. Daisy.
Well, Daisy, I don't have a lot of great conversation starters other than, hey, do you know how this piece of equipment works? Can you know or something?
Can you lower
like that.
This for me?
It has to be something along that level. I can't remember which talk show I was watching. It might have been Steve Harvey. He was saying how these women go to the gym, they have their headphones on, mm-hmm. they get on the treadmill, and that's all they do is the he said, you're in the wrong place. A woman needs to go to the weights. This is just
if you're looking for a guy, yeah.
If you're looking for a guy. Because a guy, that's where they're going to be. I mean, if you've got your headphones on, you've shot yourself in the foot.
Yeah,
a guy
nobody's
can't approach
talk to
you when you have your headphones on. So take off the headphones. I can't run with them. Why are you there? You just told me you're going to a gym to meet a man. So get rid of the headphones and just, I don't know. And then go to lift weights and just do machines. And that's how you're going to, because mm-hmm. it'll give them, they were showing, they literally put a woman in the gym with a hidden camera and they showed the difference.
Yeah.
She was an average looking woman. She wasn't even, I mean, she wasn't like a 10. She was maybe a good 6'7". She
yeah.
was fine.
All right.
But she got off the, she was on the treadmill. Nobody talked to her. She went to the weights and started lifting and guys just kind of naturally wandered over and just started making conversations with her.
That's a good tip. Is, I think, is exactly what Kelly's saying, but going further than that, how do you strike up the conversation? So if he's on a piece of equipment, something that you can use, you know, something that, whether it's just the bar or something like that, I'll ask, hey, can I work in with you?
Mm-hmm.
I've approached a guy that way. Like, can I work? Because that means that when he's resting, that you can do your thing on that same machine or piece of equipment. So you find something he's on, if it's a guy you're interested in, and that's what I do. I mean, that's a way to really get a conversation going.
Yeah.
And eye contact goes a long way. Make that eye contact and smile at them.
Or ask him to help you take a weight off of something, you know?
Oh, that makes us feel manly.
Exactly.
Like, oh, can you take this 45-pound plate off?
I found that these muscle heads leave 500 pounds of weights on a machine, and you go over there, it's like, I can't do this by myself. A man is usually very willing to help you. So would you mind helping me move these? Because some of those weights are like 100 pounds each. You can't even budge them.
Yeah.
Like so that's just little things like that.
What you said, JC, is absolutely correct. Want to seem more attractive to the opposite sex? Make eye contact. Looking directly at someone makes you more attractive to them.
Boom. Eye contact.
And smile.
Not finger and eye contact.
I just read an article about how girls hate when guys approach them at the gym.
It depends on if the woman, you can tell if she's got her headphones on and she's running and she's sweating like a cow. Okay, she's not wanting to be approached.
Do cows sweat a lot?
I don't know.
I feel like this is me at the gym. I have a hat down past eye level
this girl
and
even,
headphones on.
This girl even gave advice on like how to get the guys away from you. She said a guy walked up to her while her and her friend were talking and she said, ugh, you don't want to come over here right now. And he said, why? And she said, because I tooted.
Ew.
So she used it, and he walked away, never came back and talked to them.
Why would you do that? Women are so angry. A man wants to show you that he finds you attractive, so I'm angry. So you can't just say, oh, you know, I'm sorry, my friend. No, I tooted.
Yeah, she used the hard word.
I'm going to be as disgusting as I can to you. Women, what are y'all doing?
See, and I was like, I would definitely not talk to that girl ever again.
You took care of that.
And then if I see you out about, You're forever going to be your girl.
You're the girl that tooted in her gym.
You're going to be that girl forever. But it worked. One more real quick. It's a quick one, Kelly.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
Just a simple question, quick and short. How do I know if I'm the rebound girl? Chris.
Well, I mean, typically the girl, right, if he just ended a relationship and dived in with you, you're pretty much the rebound girl.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
I mean, how else do you know? Are you a you know if a man's seeing you from, if he's really interested in, you can tell if you're a booty call or not. You know.
Is he calling you like a 10 at night?
You're not.
Yeah.
You know, does he ever talk about the ex?
But all the time.
But a rebound girl and a booty call girl are not necessarily the
not
same
necessarily
thing.
The
That's
same
not necessarily the same thing. But a lot of rebound girls go on to be the wife.
Yeah.
That happens can happen. A lot.
It's just hard to tread through when they're talking about their ex. Like, yeah. I don't at all on a first date talk about my past relationships.
You shouldn't.
No, you shouldn't.
A lot of people do.
A lot of people do. I did that right after my divorce. I did that. I was that girl. I made all the mistakes where right after my divorce, all I did was want to vomit. It was my therapy. But obviously, I wasn't ready to date. But then after I got that out of my system, yeah. No, but if a rebound, yeah, if he's still talking about his ex a lot. But sometimes you can be the rebound girl. That just means you're the next one. That doesn't. That's not a bad
thing.
Somebody's
got to be next.
Somebody's got to be next.
You know, if you miss your exit, you got the next one. You know, the next one sometimes can be just as good as that exit.
I'm the next exit.
But it's not bad. Still a good exit.
Still a good exit. Yeah. Still a perfectly good exit.
I'm a good exit. Yeah, I got lots of food options.
Yeah.
I just used a little bit more mileage to get to you.
Yeah. There you go.
There you go. A little more tread on the tire.
Thank you, JC.
Yeah. But we did. If you want to write a love letter to Kelly, go to KidNation.com, like my boy Big Al Mac told you at the beginning of the break. And we're going to be doing this again on Wednesday.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.